Let's get it.
Harry Cook, bass drummer for the Hot 8 Brass Band, one of the founders.
Hi, how you doing? It's Benny P, the tuba player and leader of the Hot 8 Brass Band.
Harry and Benny, the Hot 8 Brass Band. So here you are performing at the L'Embarcadère in one of France's poorest towns. We're here in Aubervilliers.
It feels natural to us.
We're
ready to go walk around the corner, hang out, and go to the store. Yeah, it have a great feel. We love it.
The crowd here tonight.
Yeah, they was jamming. They was having a great time, awesome time. It make me feel like I'm back in New Orleans right here. I love it.
There's more than 100 different nationalities living around here, and right. You could see that.
And it's beautiful. The vibe, you know. Yeah, I feel like we was talking to them, you know, through the music and everything.
Speaking to them where they could feel us in a certain way. It was more of a spiritual, you know, connection. And that's what the music is about. That's why even back home we have, you know, with the jazz funerals and different things of that nature. And the music, you know, we play gospel music, church influence, all these different influences, rhythm and blues. All this is, you know, involved in some type of way in this music. So definitely I feel we reached them. You know, that's why they just didn't sit back and look at us like we were TV or something. You know, they could feel us, so they feel the energy. You know, it's more than one way to communicate.
In and out of town, but every time I see. No place but the inn, no that I'd rather be.
Down in New Orleans.
City's still rebuilding, but it's cool to me. Cause ain't no place up in this world like New Orleans.
One of the songs that you were performing tonight is called New Orleans. You say you're pleased to be from there?
Yes, definitely. We're very pleased. That song, New Orleans After City, was made right after Katrina. It was just inspired.
In 2005, 2006,
yeah. It was just a song that inspired us during the times what we were going through, you know, after being hit by Katrina. So we just wanted to let everybody know that we were back, we were together. The city was coming back, and we wasn't, you know, going to make no other place our home but New Orleans. It was ready to go back home. We were like one of the first bands that was back up in the city playing, performing, and also traveling around the world representing the city while it was still under construction.
I'm in and out of town, but every time I see, no place but the inn, no that I'd rather be.
What impact did the hurricane have on the band?
It just, like, took a lot of our band members and put them all different places of the world. You know, Houston, Atlanta, you know, we was all spread it all out. But it made us come together more, you know, and love each other more, you know.
You're very proud, then, to be from this city, despite the fact that it has the unfortunate title of being one of the most dangerous cities in the States.
That's where we're from. We was born and raised there. We kind of understand what's going on there. And there's a lot of things that play into the violence and the crime and whatever you have it that's there. But just besides that, it's a lot of great people, good people, and it's a great atmosphere like no other. As you know, we all had a chance to travel the world and
right. Still,
like just what the song says, some of the lyrics in the song, there's no place like New Orleans.
That's how we do it in New Orleans.
One time we was in New York, so we walk in New York, and they had a white lady pass us, and her high heel got caught into the ground, like the little separation, like a little cage part of the street, and she fell, and this lady hurt herself. No one cared. They kept walking past her. Everybody kept walking like business as usual, and it was like 8 big black brothers picking up, asking her, is she all right, and dusting off. And when she got up, she ran straight away from us. He was trying to attack. I was like, wow. We were the only person really to help her. that's just, you know, New Orleans. We love each other through it all.
Your band, Hotte, has also been really, I mean, hit in a very tragic way. You've lost several of your members, right? Both through violence and through illness.
Yeah, it was a few tragedies, you know. But we still playing our music to think about them and, you know, keep the music alive and stuff, you know, carry on their legacy.
You ready, Peter? Come on, Hotte.
The foundation and the main ingredient in our music is the realities that we go through in our life, being raised in New Orleans, seeing things as kids, seeing our parents going through things, you know, miseducation, a lot of broken opportunities for a lot of people around us, and the things that we're going through now, hardships and different things like that. That's the thing that really inspire our music, because we are fortunate to actually, first of all, live out a dream and a vision that we shared when we was kids, when we first started out, and to actually have an opportunity to live out the dream and see a lot of people that's so close to us, next door neighbors and things like that, don't have the same opportunity.
Are you saying that music also has given you a way out of some of the lives that you might otherwise have led?
It helped me a lot,
It puts us in a position to be culture bearers, you know, and continue that culture and have that torch, you know, because a lot of people died for what we're doing now. They died putting this music in America, music, just creating a whole genre of music by going through worse times than we're going through now. Rock with the Heartache, What's My Name? That song was inspired by us to just get the crowd involved. It was really like a live song, you know, it's better live, served live, I would say. It's better served live. Well, it's just to inspire the crowd to rock with us and roll with us, jam with us, you know, letting everybody know we the Heartache Brass Band. We had to start singing and getting ourselves involved with vocals to kind of just start chanting and get and being more of an entertainer, you know, because we can't just be all music, be like a musical, you know. So we had, the more we grew and matured into the music and we saw we would have opportunity to do more shows, we saw that we had to interact with the crowd. We couldn't just go up there for 45 or 60 minutes playing music, you know. So once we discovered that,
sky's the limit.
Yeah, so we said, well, wow. And everything we were going through, if you know about the band and its history, we went through a lot. We lost 5 members. We've been through Katrina. So we had a lot to talk about. And so we started putting the reality of our life and what we're going through to the music.
I'm going to be honest.
You didn't vote, right?
No, I didn't vote. The day we had to vote, we was on our way over here, traveling over here, overseas.
Does it bother you that you didn't vote?
Yeah, kind of. Because I would have voted for Hillary. I don't trust Donald Trump.
If I could have it my way, you know, we probably just have to keep Obama in for a third term. you know, he did what he could, but, you know, it's a lot dealing with the politics, you know, and politicians. You know, even if he have a vision, you know, he have to go through Congress. He have to get through a lot of people who don't want to see his plan successful. So we as New Orleanians, we in the South, and, you know, everybody know the South get the main part of the lashing, you know. And so, I mean, we have to do what we have to do as a people, as a generation, and as black people, what's best for us, you know. So I would more so than likely pray for us as a people that we can just get ourselves together. And whatever rules be made or changed, the laws be, you know, changed, that we can make it together as a people. And then we could live with whoever else choose to live with us, but it's first about us as black people.
So are you in favor of these actions like buying black and, you know, really specifically supporting black people and saying that black lives matter?
Definitely I'm in support of that because it do matter. I mean, I feel and believe whether you're black, white, purple, or green, you know, we all have had an opportunity to read or hear about slavery and all that. All that's in the history, all that's in the past. But we also have all seen right now in 2016 a lot of black people getting killed. So I think we waste too much time on that statement, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. But to see one particular creed of people getting gunned down by police officers for no reason, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, I hate the fact that the media and people waste so much conversation on that statement, Black Lives Matter. You know, white lives matter, Indian people lives matter, Muslims lives, everybody lives matter, if animals matter, and on and on. So I would definitely be into being, you know, favor of selling black and buying all black, because that's a part of our weakness as a people. You know, we can't have any wealth. It's not about riches, it's about wealth, so that we can have generations of wealth, so that my grandchildren and your grandchildren and his grandchildren and then their children and all these and on, we can have, you know, a foundation of wealth. That's what we need.
You've recorded a song, it's called Working Together.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked this one. Working Together is talking about us as a people working together. Like I told you earlier in this interview, majority of our music is inspired by our true life situation and reality situation that we went through, family members went through, or something we witnessed. So working together is the same thing, you know. Talking about us working together as a people, making things happen, making change happen, and not just talking about it, doing it.
Benny and Harry from Hot 8 Brass Band, thanks so much for talking to us, and many thanks for the concert. That was really something.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hello, world. Working together.